Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, you're now into hour number three of this Friday, Transmission Against Tyranny. Coming up, we have William Bunch of the Philadelphia Daily News on the Berg beheading and his article, Berg Met with Shady Iraqi, which exposes the Berg teamed up in Baghdad with an ex-Philippine man who led a controversial group of Iraq expatriates encouraged by the U.S. government, even as he faced deportation for his role in a Russian immigrant crime ring selling millions of vials used for crack. And then we have him with us, two of the hijackers now, not one, and we have him working at Abu Ghraib prison, and this young man dropping out of college to go help people worldwide. Very suspicious, and we're sad that he died, if that video is even real. But let's take two final calls for our guest, Staff Sergeant Jimmy Massey, who has come out and told the world, Sacramento Bee broke the story, I killed innocent people for our government. Ishmael, a lot of calls from Canada. You're on the air, then we'll try to cram Kenny in here. Go ahead, Ishmael.
My question is for Mr. Massey in regards to a choice to do what he did in his battalion. Were they on drugs when they chose to do this?
Well, no, it's the training, and it's the setup, and it's the intelligence they're given. Go ahead, sir.
Basically, from the moment that you arrive at Marine Corps boot camp, the dehumanization process begins. So if you take, a bunch of 17 to 22-year-olds and you put them through a rigorous boot camp and continue on with their training, and everything is emphasized on dehumanization.
Well, look, if you look at the Marine Corps training, it is identical to what cults do.
Okay.
Do you agree with that, Mr. Massey?
Yes.
Thank you.
Everybody should read All Is Quiet on the Western Front, written by a World War I veteran. It sounds exactly like what our guest is saying. Okay. They take a young man who no longer needs mommy and daddy and who hasn't gotten bound to a woman yet, who's in that spot in their life, and it's the Prussians invented this, and this is the Prussians brag that it was programming. Were you aware of that, Mr. Massey?
Not then. I didn't become aware of it until I was out on recruiting duty, where I was reintroduced back to the civilian world. And then my last year, I had an epiphany, and I woke up and I was like, what in the heck am I doing?
Let's talk to Kenny. Kenny, you're on the air. Go ahead. Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Kansas City. I'm a Gulf War vet. I served in the Army from 85 through 91 as a tanker. And I guess I'm just really disturbed that the military is no longer training people that you have a right and a moral obligation to disobey unlawful and unconstitutional orders, and you never shoot civilians or people with 50 calibers. That's for PCs, tanks, heavy equipment, that kind of stuff. What kind of madness is going on in our country these days and in our military?
Any comments, Sergeant?
Sir?
Yeah,
that's why I'm here. Because I want the same answers. And that's just another part of me patching up another part of my soul.
Well, like I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, and I guess I'm equally ashamed because I would just think I would hope more people like Michael New would stand up and say, you know what, this is wrong, this is immoral, and I will not do this, I will not obey this. I wouldn't have done it. I'd have told him, no, I'm out of here.
Well, now we're going to have a new national draft of women, too, and we're going to, I guess, be forced to go do this and breathe all the depleted uranium. And last question, are the troops aware of the depleted uranium and how dangerous it is?
No, I didn't become aware of what it does to you. How I became aware of it was reading a Rolling Stones magazine. And then I started asking around to some of the tankers and other members that I knew that were around it constantly in some of the artillery. And they, began to explain to me. And I basically said to myself, holy crap, this is this is some pretty serious stuff. So every time, you're in and around a tank that has been disabled, or you're out on the battlefield where these bombs have landed, or these shells,
Tell you what, we've got another guest coming up, but stay there. I want to end this on the other side, and we'll bring our next guest up. Stay with us.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. We're about to be talking to a Philadelphia Daily News reporter who broke a very important story. Berg met with Shady Iraqi. You tie this in with now connections to two hijackers working at Abu Ghraib prison, being in coalition custody, leaving college with good grades to go help people, the quiet American. Classic intelligence background MO. I'm just saying there should be an investigation of that. We'll be talking to the reporter who broke a major story on this last week. But right now, finishing up with an amazing individual, former Staff Sergeant Jimmy Massey, who's come out and told the world, I killed innocent people for our government, had children die in his arms, you name it, and had a conscience. Didn't have his conscience seared and is now working through all of this, and he's just dropped bombshell after bombshell on us today about the embedded reporters manipulating and twisting, how they were ordered to do all of this, what happened. And Sergeant Massey, God bless you, and thank you for having the will and the strength. I mean, it's really hard. A lot of people do these things and then commit themselves to it and, you know, make excuses. It takes a lot of strength, moral courage to do what you've done. And just God bless you, sir, and I hope you can work through all of this. Anything else you'd like to tell the listeners?
Actually, I'd like to read a quote real fast. We must respect innocent life to achieve peace. That quote was made by President Bush 2 days ago over the Israeli and Palestinian incident. What in the hell is he talking about? we just killed innocent civilians over in Iraq by the hundreds, the thousands. And he's talking about we must respect innocent life to achieve peace.
Yeah, they're blowing up a wedding, killing 40, and then the Israelis do something smaller, and he's... That's
right.
It's incredible. Well, Sergeant, anytime you've got anything you want to bring up on the show, you've got my producer's number, and God bless you, and take care.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Wow, that was a incredible hour interview with Sergeant Massey, and now for another first hour, we had Kyle Hens, co-founder 9/11 Citizens Watch, a contributor to unanswered questions.org, and Christopher Broder, investigative journalist and activist who confronted Giuliani in the 11th public hearing of the September 11th commission. And we had Staff Sergeant Massey. And now we have Daily, Philadelphia Daily News reporter William Bunch. And Mr. Bunch, it's great to have you on with us. Thanks for taking time out.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show. It's my pleasure.
Tell folks your newspaper's website or how they can read your fine columns.
Oh, absolutely. We've been given a decent amount of coverage to what's going on in Iraq from our own kind of unique perspective, and you can find it on Philly, which folks outside of here don't always know how to spell it. It's philly.com. And look for the Daily News. Click on the Daily News, because otherwise you might get a bunch of stuff from the Philadelphia Inquirer, and that's not going to help you out too much. So look for the Daily News when you go on the philly.com website and look for our coverage of what's going on over in Iraq.
Okay, fantastic. I mean, you're a reporter. You stick to the absolute facts that you have. But before we get into your story, I mean, now connected to two hijackers, Nick Berg, leaves an Ivy League school to, quote, travel the world, classic intelligence operative MO, you know, quit school with, you know, high grades, working at Abu Ghraib prison, in coalition custody. They tried to deny it. Now it's admitted. 13 days. Gets released suddenly in al-Qaeda hands. Now we find out it wasn't al-Qaeda. MSNBC saying that this Zawahiri guy died 3 months ago in northern Iraq. I mean, this story has got more holes in it than a sieve. And then you bring forward your article with him with these shady characters with intelligence agency connections, with the drug trafficking connections, with immigrant smuggling connections. I mean, this is amazing. What I mean, how do we make heads or tails of all of this, Mr. Bunch?
Well, it's hard to know what to make of it. I mean, and I would just caution everybody. I think this is, I think finding out, you know, what Nick Berg was all about and what he was doing in Iraq is going to be a time-consuming process, and it's not something we're going to work out overnight. I mean, the only thing that seems clear is, you know, the original storyline that, you know, that he was just over there, you know, exploring business opportunities. And I don't even want to say it's false, but I mean, just the more you check into it, as I've done, the more questions that get raised and go unanswered. And so there's a lot, I mean, there's just a lot of questions about who Nick Berg, what he was really all about. You know, was he really pro-war? Was he anti-war like his father? You know, where else did he travel? How many times did he go to Israel? What other countries did he visit? You know, somebody had an article on the internet with, I think, 50 unanswered questions. And to be honest, there's more than that.
Yeah, well, we've said there's 50 anomalies. And you're
anomalies,
right.
Yeah.
You know, and 2 weeks ago, now more are out there. But
perfect.
I mean, look, he has the classic, I mean, we have to speculate because everybody's speculating. We have a bunch of facts but don't know the answers. But I mean, he has the classic intelligence agent MO. The country's flooding full of private contractors who are really CIA and defense intelligence and Mossad and Shin Bet and everything else. And this guy's got the classic MO of that. I can't say he was, but very, very...
Yeah, I don't want to jump to any conclusions. That's not my MO. But you know, I will say, I mean, the fact that his job or his self-styled job was to climb these radio and communications towers, including, as you mentioned, the one at Abu Ghraib. I mean, that's a red flag right there. That's something that needs to be checked out a little bit more, obviously.
Yes, the quiet American with his bag of tricks out helping. It's horrible what happened to them, if that can even be documented. But your article, though, really is one of the best investigations I've seen, and kind of a window into this murkiness. Can you go over the details of your story, Berg met with Shady Iraqi?
Right, well, that was actually, a kind of a follow-up story. We were actually, the Philadelphia Daily News, we were actually the first newspaper to report about Berg's connections to terrorism or al-Qaeda suspects down in Oklahoma, including a link either indirectly or directly to Zacharias Moussaoui, who's an admitted member of al-Qaeda.
Well, he just, don't when you're on a bus, don't you just say, here's my computer, here's my password?
Yeah, I don't think that. I have a serious doubt about whether that's the actual
No one does that.
Right. Well, my general thinking. Well, let me first go back and after we broke the story about the Oklahoma and the Moussaoui connection that weekend, there were some stories coming out of Baghdad. And, unfortunately, we don't have people over there from the Daily News. I wish we did, but just reading the AP story that came out of Baghdad that weekend, they made a reference to a Philadelphian being an Iraqi. Born person who lived in Philadelphia who'd moved back and, being somewhat parochial like most newspapers, whenever we see the word Philadelphia, we get excited. So I said, who is this guy? And I started checking into it and, I just couldn't believe all the weird connections that this guy had. His name is, was quoted in most papers, is Aziz Al-Tayyi, T-A-E-E. But that's not his real name. He adopted that a few years ago for reasons that when you check out his background, it seems pretty obvious. His actual name is Aziz Kaduri Aziz, or Aziz K. Aziz, and he'd come to the United States from Iraq about 20 years ago. Seemingly a successful businessman, he'd opened a chain of electronics stores in kind of bad neighborhoods in Philadelphia. It turns out he has a very shady past, including he pleaded guilty back in 1994 to being part of a huge ring that was distributing crack vials, not the actual crack itself, but the vials that people used to sell crack. Most of his partners in this enterprise were Soviet. Well, I don't want to ask religious. I don't know the religion, but I know they were mostly Soviet emigres who'd come over in the 70s. And that was weird. So that was one thing. The other thing is... he went on from this, however, to form this group called the Iraqi American Council. And
by the way, I just typed that name in. That's a known CIA front group.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's hard. You have to follow the board of directors, but it does go back to, there are definite possibilities.
It's one of these government-funded Iraqi opposition groups.
Absolutely. And they had, and I'm sure your listeners remember the Clear Channel sponsored rallies for America, the so-called pro-troop or pro-war rallies that were held a year ago. And people from this group, the Iraqi American Council, got training from our State Department to go to these rallies, to go on Fox News and to go on other channels and talk about how terrible Saddam was and how much better the world would be if we got rid of him. And and Aziz K. Aziz, or Aziz Al-Tayyi, as he was calling himself by this point, spoke at a number of these rallies. He was at D.C., he spoke in Philly and St. Louis. And
so we've got this obvious intel operative, and he's involved in all this shady stuff. And then, he's buddies with Berg.
We're not reporting that that's your jump, that he's an intel operative. But, yeah, I mean, he definitely has, like as we said in our story, he definitely has a shady past, no doubt about it. He definitely has these government connections. He definitely has these...
Fox News, Clear Channel, State Department.
Connections. Right. And then because of his criminal record, however, I guess this is typical government, left hand, not knowing what the right's doing. At the same time, he's getting... this backing from the State Department and possibly CIA type sources or whatever. Meanwhile, immigration is moving to deport him now because of his because he had a couple other arrests in addition to the crack vial case and I think one other conviction.
Stay right there.
Okay.
William Bunch, Philadelphia Daily News, philly.com's the website. We'll come right back, and I want to get into his connection to Berg in your great article that folks can read at InfoWars.com, or you can simply link through to Philly.com. We'll be right back with our guests after this quick break, and we'll continue. We really appreciate Mr. Bunch's work on this. And then, if you can stay with us, we'll take some calls. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The Berge Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berge Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berge Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berge Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BergeWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest. All right, I don't know how long our guest could stay with us, but I'd like him to into the next segment so we can take some calls, and I would ask callers to direct some questions or comments to him, because we don't screen calls here, but when I do have guests on, it'd be nice if you talked to the guest, 1-800-259-9231. We haven't even gotten into the meat and potatoes yet on this incredible article, Berg Met with Shady Iraqi, and there's been other reports by William Bunch, the Philadelphia Daily News, philly.com. website. William, continuing here now, his connection, you know, he's saying, you called him up, he's saying now in the news article that, oh, yeah, I saw him, he left, I don't know where he's at. I saw him just, you know, a few hours a day before he disappeared. Again, Berg met with Shady Iraqi. Let's get into that.
Yeah, well, Aziz, as we call him, appears, according to his version of events, and you know, everything that has to do with Iraq, you have to quantify somebody's version of what's really happening. But Aziz's version is basically has him being the last person to speak with Nick Berg before he disappeared. Says that on April 10th, now supposedly, you know, when Berg was in whoever's custody, whether it was, you know, American or Iraqi custody, supposedly then he, went to Baghdad and checked into a hotel for 4 days, you know, resumed his connection with Aziz, who I don't know if we mentioned in the narrative here, but was hooked up with Berg in Iraq as his business partner. They formed a company called Babylon Towers that was supposedly going to fix radio towers in Iraq. And on April 10th, which was when Nick Berg left the hotel and was the last time anybody saw him, he said Nick Berg called him and told him he'd gotten a ride with a couple people. He was going to Jordan to leave the country.
Now, I know this. In America, the cops would be talking to this guy, the last person you're with, and, oh, I saw him get a ride, and oh, I do stuff with the State Department, and I get these rallies together, and I'm involved in shipping out crack vials, and I'm doing all this, and Mr. Berg's involved with some hijackers and with passwords, but there's nothing suspicious here. This is all, this is incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You're right. Usually the last person to see somebody alive,
this guy needs to be under the hot lights with some guys asking him some questions.
And we don't know if that's been done, although it doesn't seem like it. He seems to be operating freely over there in Baghdad. He also made an interesting claim. He claimed that Aziz is in the cell phone business, and he has claimed that he's actually seen Nick Berg's cell phone records, and that his cell phone was used, I think as late as April 19th, which would be, remember now, is 9 days after he disappeared. So that's an interesting and unexplained fact there, too. There's a lot of questions about.
Well, he's trying to create space for the government, speculating here. From, you know, he gets released and suddenly in Al-Qaeda hands, and now they admit it's not Al-Qaeda. I mean, this whole thing.
Well, the latest, I mean, I think you're referring to the story that came out today, which is very curious, in which you have some Iraqi officials now claiming that some people were in custody and they're not Al-Qaeda at all, that they're Fedayeen who are associated with Saddam Hussein, and that one of them is Saddam Hussein's nephew or... Not one of the people they arrested.
But then
it comes out now that says that they've already released two out of these four people, and they might be releasing the other. So,
well, it's like 20 times they found sarin gas, and later say it isn't sarin gas. And then I have arguments with people that, oh yeah, they found the sarin gas. I mean, this is all propaganda. This is classic propaganda where they put a story out and then retract it later.
How many times did they kill Chemical Ali? Like five or something? You know, I mean...
The guy supposedly sawing Nick Berg's head off, MSNBC, the Pentagon said was dead 3 months ago.
Right. Al Zarqawi. He knows what's up with that. So.
Yeah, and I know the guy cutting his head off isn't hobbling and sure has a lot of mobility to be, you know, for one leg.
That didn't add up. There's a lot of things about the video that don't add up.
Like not a lot of blood. I mean, I've been in a slaughterhouse and you cut a large mammal's head off, folks. You better stand back. I don't want to get too graphic here. Have you seen the video?
Yes, I have. Unfortunately, I mean it's pretty grisly.
Yeah, we've seen it. We had it up for a while, took it down. It's just. I don't know. I go back and forth on it. Well, we've got a break, sir. Can we come back and take a few calls for you?
Absolutely. I have a few minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, let's do that. We'll come back and go to Rodney and Chris and Fred in Philadelphia and John in Florida and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And it's great to have reporters like William Bunch out there from the Philadelphia Daily News. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You never thought it would happen here. There is a way to protect yourself and your family from nuclear, biological, and chemical threats. Clean Air Technologies designs and builds subterranean concrete shelters, steel shelter systems, and safe rooms throughout the United States that are MBC protected. These hardened facilities can protect you from man-made as well as natural disasters. Call the experts from Clean Air Technologies, toll-free at 866-5-BUNKER. That's 866-528-6537. And they'll help you find the design plan that will increase your family's survivability. Clean Air Technologies will assist you throughout the construction process of your new shelter. It's said that the future belongs to those who are prepared. What better way to ensure the survivability of you and your loved ones? Call 866-528-6537. Be prepared. Feel secure. Call Clean Air Technologies now. 866-5-BUNKER.
Joining us on this Friday, the 21st of May, 2004 edition, as we blast out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on Global Shortwave, and the internet at prisonplanet.tv.com and infowars.com as well. Before we go back to our guest, William Bunch from the Philadelphia Daily News, and take some calls here from people patiently holding, I want to encourage everybody out there to go sign up today at prisonplanet.tv. It's only 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year. 19 cents a day if you sign up on a monthly basis, weekly, multiple weekly, usually. Special TV reports I do here locally that are on the site. The best interviews, the audio interviews we do, like this one right now. Every time I make a new documentary, it'll be put on the site first. All my videos, all 10 of them are there on the site. This helps us with the bandwidth. We kept putting it out for free everywhere, just like the New York Post wrote us up yesterday. Page 6 doing this, and we still offer most stuff free, but you can't have 20 million visitors a month and have them watching videos for free. or I'm going to live on the side of the road and not have a radio show anymore because I did this separately from the radio network. So help us get the word out to get the special weekly reports and a lot of the other information. About half the site's still free, but if you want to support us, PrisonPlanet.tv, go sign up today. Also, I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book, carry a bunch of other great books and videos, Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, great new video we're carrying called Innocence Betrayed, about tyrannical government. You need to have this video, folks. It also comes with three political pamphlets that go over the history of tyranny and how they disarm us. So get that. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure, safe shopping cart. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. My book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, about 9/11, the truth of it, and the police state unfolding. 224 pages, $12. Paul Watson's book, 1995, with 300 pages full of photos, diagrams, documents. The videos are $25.95. Order three or more of any of the 10 titles. They drop down to $20. Make the call today, 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, we're going to go to all these calls here in just a moment, but talking to the reporter William Bunch from the Philadelphia Daily News, broke the story, Berg met with Shady Iraqi. Any other key points you want to add before we go to these calls?
Well, right now, in terms of like further areas to be checking out, right now I'm trying to find out more about Hickberg's time in Oklahoma, and very little has been explained about what's really behind it. The so-called password on the bus story and who he really knew and who he met down there. And so we're going to look into that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of downtime, if you look at his resume, between the time he went to college and when he turned up in Iraq, and I think that might give some clues into what's going on with this guy.
Yeah, and again, just to state this, the government recruits people with high grade point averages out of the Ivy League. They've had a big recruiting drive for 25-year-olds to 29-year-olds. That's even been State Department press releases. This stinks to high heaven. We can't say that. We can just say, looks like a duck, quacks like a duck. What is it? And, yes, I'd love to have you back on if you can get that information. Who's up first here out of all these callers, Stephanie? Rodney in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Randy, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, all I can say about this Berg is that, you know, if we weren't over there sticking our nose in where it didn't belong, we wouldn't have any of that happening or the POW mess that we're encountering now. You know, I'm just reading right now on Yahoo News about a Florida-based soldier who was found guilty today of desertion over there, who objected to it and refused to go back on conscientious grounds.
Yes, I read about that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's no, you know, if we were not in Iraq and clearly that was a, quote, voluntary or optional or whatever you want to call it, war, and didn't seem to be particularly necessary, and now we have these things happening, and they you know, they're, you know, knocking America's image around the world even lower.
Well, also, they say, oh, they're volunteers, you know, these troops. Well, a lot of them were supposed to be in 3-4 years. Now they won't let them leave. So that really is a draft.
Well, yeah, that's the point. I bring that up in this article, too. I salute this boy, you know, because, I mean, I have yet to have any congressman say or hear any of them say that this was a war done under the Constitution, you know, with a declaration of war.
No, the Congress is supposed to declare it, and again, this is out of control. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Philadelphia, where our reporter joins us from. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, great show. I just wanted to call, and I have two pretty pertinent things. I actually witnessed the recruitment of a young vet around 28 years old at a local suburban library in the late 90s for the Balkans. Like a specific technical job for the CIA, and that is the type of, that is the age group, that is the qualifications for intelligence community to hire people.
You know, I don't like your conspiracy theory. So he's trading passwords with now two hijackers. So he's working in Abu Ghraib prison. So he's hanging out with people that are involved in all this shady stuff. And he's in coalition custody, and he's flying back and forth between Israel. I mean, come on, man. I bet you're the type of person that if you saw a guy in a black mask walking out of your house with your television set at 3 a.m., I bet you'd think that was a robber. You're a conspiracy theorist, okay?
No, but the other thing is that I wanted to report that in the 90s, seemed to me like there was a lot of recruitment. And the other thing was, on Nick Berg, the occupational description of him changed in the local news in Philadelphia. First thing, it was simply personal characteristics they mentioned.
Well, that was as the news was getting what the government said, then reporters went out and found out the truth, like Mr. Bunch.
Yeah, they first said he was just able to make friends. They didn't talk about occupational description. And then they had said that he was trained in marketing, without mentioning that apparently his huge expertise was radio engineering and electrical engineering.
And then when that comes out, then that's a good point. We've had a lot of absconding and a lot of stonewalling by the government, Mr. Bunch.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a good point in that because I've been on the story since the first day. And the first day, as is always the case with these things, it's just a matter of shock. And look, a couple things, and I meant to say some of this out front is, whatever his purposes were.
What happened to him was horrible.
What happened to him? Two things. What happened to him was horrible. I mean, by all accounts, the people who knew him were very fond of him and liked him, and regardless of who killed him.
Yeah, it's a tragedy. We just shouldn't have the government lying about it.
Right, exactly. And, clearly, the fact that first that they said it was this Abu Musab al-Zarqawi supposedly was fingered, definitively by the CIA or whatever is the killer, and then we're hearing today that they're arresting people from a completely, totally different group, the Fedayeen, and, it's like anything else. I mean, if that information is bogus, then what else, what else aren't they telling us? Or are they trying to mislead us?
And then we'll have arguments when the government admits. I mean, Powell admits those weren't mobile weapons trucks. Jennings admitted it 6 months ago. And I still have arguments with people, William, saying those were mobile weapons trucks.
Well, once information gets out there, it's hard to... that's been my experience. Once information gets published or promulgated out there, it's hard to... it stays there for a long time. Even if the person who actually said it, like in this case, like Powell, even if the person who... it was the one saying information in the first place disowns it. People still have a hard time, accepting that. I see that all the time.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Fred. Let's talk to John in Florida. John, you're on the air. And then one more call for our guest. Go ahead, John.
Howdy, Alex. Howdy, William. I'll try and restrain myself with comments and questions as to your investigative efforts here, okay? And I'm glad to hear that you're going to go out to Oklahoma and elsewhere on this man's trail. You and your...
Let me stop you. Let me just tell the reporter, be very careful.
Somebody made a leap. I have no plans to go to Oklahoma at this point. So,
like you were going to try and find out more what he was doing in college out there.
You'd be surprised that you can learn with a telephone and a good directory. So,
yes.
Okay. So we're going to start that way first, and we'll see.
Okay.
So,
okay. Go ahead, John.
In your statements about half an hour ago, you referred to some Russian immigrants, and you were very reluctant to mention a religious sect. And I'm wondering, is these Orthodox Jews?
Well, I don't know for a fact. Some of them, I believe, according to the clips, were Jewish immigrants. They came from that. A lot of them were in that wave of immigration in the 1970s,
right.
when some Jews were allowed to leave the Soviet Union.
What does Mr. Berg, the father, do for a living? I understand he and his son seem to have been active in this tower building, whatever, microwave.
Right. Well, I mean, it's weird. Michael Berg, the father, for a long time was a school teacher in the same district in Westchester, Pennsylvania, where Nick Berg went to school. Now, he retired a few years ago. I guess he took an early retirement. He has been, it is a fact that he has been involved, he was involved with his son's business, and he represented himself on several occasions as like the office manager.
I mean, it's funny, they didn't seem to have any equipment that I know of and things like that. Maybe they subcontracted, who knows. But one more item, okay, please. CNN has about, 2 weeks ago done a lot of, talking to people over there in Iraq.
Right.
One of them was named Andrew Duke, okay, who allegedly is a friend of the Mr. Byrd's, now deceased.
Yes, I'm interested in knowing more about this Andrew
Duke
okay. myself.
Because, I mean, this man seems to be, like, talking as though he was intimately involved with him. And Mr. Duke, okay, looks to be of Semitic origins. I mean, looks like Yasser Arafat's twin, full beard, okay, unshaven, And, who knows who he really works for. He can
okay, thanks,
be an independent
thanks,
contractor.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, obviously, you got this Russian mafia people and all this going back and forth, and the dad's involved in the business and weird stuff with hijackers. I mean, folks, this is unbelievable. But again, the question is, if it is intelligence, is it CIA, is it Mossad? And I guess we've got to have reporters like William Bunch try to find out what's going on here. I know we've got a stench coming from the below the floorboards, but is it a possum or is it a human body? Do you see where I'm going with that?
I see where you're going. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just going to try and see where the facts go. And, it all starts from there. And so far there's been a lot more speculation than facts. And I don't even think we know half the truth yet. So
I hear you.
So stay tuned, everybody. We'll see what else is coming out.
All right. Joanne in Maryland, last caller for our guest. Joanne, go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I have a question, or a statement, actually. I was watching our local television TV station here in Salisbury, Maryland, on WBOC Channel 16, and they interviewed a guy that knew this bird personally and that he did work here on the Eastern Shore. Now, this is where I moved here, but evidently a lot of people knew him here on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and that he did some tower work, and he worked on a Christian radio show, and that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to, tell him that he was on the Eastern Shore sometime or another.
Yeah, well, thanks for that information. Clearly Nick Berg had some expertise in the communications tower business, and he did work for, all the evidence I've seen is he worked for a number of, bona fide radio stations around the East Coast.
They spoke very highly of him anyway. Thank you.
Yes, that was the point I was trying to make earlier. I mean, people who knew Nick Berg all speak highly of him, and that makes his loss even more tragic.
Well, it's all very suspicious. The facts we do have are very suspicious, but we do need to get more facts before we go to conclusions. But I really appreciate you joining us, Mr. Bunch, from the Philadelphia Daily News, your busy schedule, and we can continue to watch your columns, your reports there at philly.com. And we really appreciate you coming on, and please contact us if there's a new development.
Absolutely. I'll send it along to you guys. I've got your email now, and should be no problem, and I hope there is more that comes out. I think I'm pretty sure there will be, and in the meantime, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, so your editor's letting you work more on this story.
Absolutely. So we'll see what develops.
Okay, thanks a lot for coming on. Take care, William.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, well, that was just four incredible guests today. In the first hour, co-founder of the 9/11 Citizens Watch and contributor to Unanswered Questions, and Hens was present at the 11th public hearing of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, with testimony by former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, where Giuliani was confronted by activists, and we had the activist, an investigative journalist on, Christopher Broder, and he did a great job there. And then we also, former Staff Sergeant Jimmy Massey, who has come out and told the world, "I killed innocent people for our government." That was in the second hour. In the third hour, William Bunch of the Philadelphia Daily News. You just heard that. And we're going to re-air this interview tonight from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, all these interviews. So please tell your friends, your neighbors, your family, your email list. Great broadcast today. Really informative. A whole education wrapped into this show today. All the glory goes to God. Please tell folks about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv where they can listen to it tonight when it re-airs. We'll also repost these at PrisonPlanet.tv. And please tune into your local AM or FM affiliate or on the global shortwave from 9 to midnight Central Time at 3210. And there's also a couple rebroadcasts of the show over the weekend. So you'll also be able to catch it then, and of course I'll then be back on Monday from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight. We've still got a final segment coming up here, and I just really want to give the callers a response. I mean to give the callers a chance to respond, because I know, get their response, I should say, to all of this that we've discussed. We'll give each caller about to 45 seconds coming up here in the final five-minute segment. So we should be able to jam in about five or six callers. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And again, don't forget to go and subscribe for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv to get everything, the video, the audio, the text, reports, all of it at PrisonPlanet.tv. It is such a premier website, only a few months old, and millions of people now visiting the site, and hundreds of folks signing up to be members. And to help support what we're doing, we need your support. You want to see us continue and grow and reach more people. So the final segment's coming up. We'll come back, and if you wanted to call in or you're on hold there, we'll get to you at 800-259-9231. A caller blitz straight ahead.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa. Didn't have a lot of time to take calls today with four guests, but here at the end, we've even got some lines up in a rarity at 800-259-9231. If you want to call in with a final comment, Brad in Colorado, then Gary and others. Brad, go ahead.
Alex, what a perfect show today. This was classic.
There is so much information on that. I am so glad that I recorded it, and I can go back and just digest it piece by piece.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination?
I've been listening to you for, three or four years, and I've been recording at least about the last year of it. Did you get my email that I sent to tips@infowar.com about the high school teacher in Albuquerque who was basically harassed out of a contract because his poetry class had people in it that were criticizing the great leader?
No, but I see reports like that every day. When did you send it?
I sent it last night.
Okay. Frankly, I could only spend like 30 minutes this morning on email. My wife obviously did see it. I'll try to post that.
Because that would be another great guest. Because another thing that if in the high school with a military liaison.
Oh, now, we've had that for 2 years. They're in there to recruit and to get everybody ready.
Well, this was not recruiting. It was to get the principal and the military liaison were part of where the student was chastised. The teacher was...
And yes, they have these political officers at UT. They have troops running around in plain clothes harassing people. Wall Street Journal, thanks for the call. Man, I tell you, this is a scary pattern, folks. Gary in Arizona. Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's Barry in Arizona. But
okay,
anyway,
go ahead.
Yeah, I know you're not Dr. Ward, but help me out here a little bit. I'm getting a little depressed, man. I'm trying to have meetings and everything, get people together, because every time I turn the news on, it's martial law, mass detention, so we're going to have to do this and that.
Yeah, know, they're conditioning us for the next attack, so we'll accept it. But the people aren't buying it, buddy.
Well, good. I'm glad. I mean, the people in my community are just kind of like still in denial, but some people are kind of starting to wake up a little bit. But, you know, it's like
A lot of people who are in denial heard what you had to say, heard what I had to say,
yeah,
heard what countless others had to say. They're not going to listen until it gets bad for them. But at that key point, that seed you planted will sprout.
Well, Alex, I just got a really important question here for you. I mean, I'm interested in defense of myself and my community, and it looks like they're pushing us toward this physical confrontation, and I don't want that to happen, but what do I do?
Sir, the pen is mightier than the sword, and you keep getting the word out, keep waking people up, and then you defend yourself and your family physically if need be against tyranny.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm working on doing. I'm showing your videos, I'm organizing groups, and, you know, trying to get things together at the local library, and, you know, but I really appreciate all you do, and, keep up the good work, and I'll keep working at it, and thanks for your support.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for your support. Look, we got to break past the left-right debate. We got to get down to the real nuts and bolts of this, and that's the New World Order. And you heard the military officer earlier. You know, he found out this. We are meant to look bad. We are meant to abuse. We are meant to be evil. And then the UN comes in as the savior. So the left needs to figure that out. Michael Moore needs to figure that out, that the UN isn't going to save us. But that's why he's allowed to do what he's doing and getting all this attention. It's just that simple. My friends, look, you've got to decide what side you're on. And you've got to have the moral courage to face the facts. And the military and the police and others out there, you need to join us that love freedom and love liberty. And you need to see the big picture, because your global masters will use you as birdcage liner. I mean, they think absolutely nothing of you. And we're all going to be judged one day before our Creator. And we're going to be judged on this plane of existence by the evil we all engage in. That all comes back to haunt us. When you don't care about your community, when you aren't informed, when you aren't involved fighting corruption, it grows and grows and grows. And it destroys our way of life and our freedom. We're going into hell on earth right now. Because so many of us have just let the government have control. And, oh, you know, they won't do any bad. Let's go to sleep. History shows that's a total fraud. So stop being complacent. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, back on Monday.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs.
The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.